Continue with the assessment of resistant cotton varieties for management of root knot nematodes in Coffee County, Georgia. J.M. Kickler, R.C. Kimmerite.
Thank you, Jason.
Pointer, advancer.
I've been a county agent in Coffee County almost 2 years, and it didn't really take long to figure out that one of the issues that my growers have is trying to manage southern root knot nematode. Coffee County has a large amount of cotton acreage, and we got pretty tight cotton rotations. So trying to help growers manage southern root knot nematode is a priority. So according to Dr. Bob, southern root knot nematode is the most widespread nematode affecting Georgia cotton. It's estimated that 70% of the acres is infested with this pest, and losses can be severe in many cases. And since we've lost the use of Timic, there's been a greater urgency for county agents and extension specialists to develop a systems approach to managing nematodes. So in 2016, how are we going to manage nematodes? We're probably going to get questions from growers. For example, how do we use existing tools to achieve necessary control of nematodes in our fields? And we got quite a few tools in the toolbox. For example, we got crop rotation. Cotton producers are probably going to, you know, incorporate peanuts in their rotation. Industry has given us some really good varieties now that have root knot resistance. We have seed treatments that we can use. We can use Telon. We got in-furrow application products such as Vellum Total and also Bidate. So we got quite a few tools here that we can hopefully use to develop a systems approach to manage nematodes. Bob gave me this slide. He uses this slide quite a bit in county production meetings, trying to educate growers on what resistant varieties mean and what it means to the grower. So with this study, the objectives of this two-year study included we were going to compare growth response, root damage, nematode populations and yields of cotton varieties with and without resistance to the southern root knot nematode. We are also going to assess the impact of fumigation with Telon 2 at the rate of 3 gallons per acre on resistant and also susceptible varieties. And in 2015, we're going to assess the impact of an in-furrow application of Vellum Total at the rate of 14 ounces per acre. Going into the methods, this particular field site, both in 14 and 15, was rip embedded. And then right before planting, we applied 3 gallons per acre of Telon 2. After we applied Telon, we planted cotton in late May in both years, 14 and 15. And during the year, we sampled for nematodes and also we did some root gall ratings. Now the crop rotation is pretty important in this field experiment, where in 2013 the grower planted peanuts because of economics. And then in 2014, we planted some resistant cotton varieties at the field site, and then in 2015 we planted cotton. We used a split plot design and we replicated it 4 times, and there's some statistical methods there at the bottom of the slide. The cotton varieties that we used in 2014 is on the left hand side. They were 9 selections from Delta Pine, Phytogen, and also Fibermax gave us a couple varieties. In 2015, we cut down the number of varieties down to 7. If you look at the varieties here, the ones that are highlighted in red are nematode resistant, and then the ones highlighted in black are susceptible varieties or non-resistant varieties. This is, we took nematode samples at the end of 2014, right after harvest. On the y-axis shows the number of nematodes per 100 cc of soil. X-axis shows the cotton varieties. Now, there's a blue column and a red column with every variety. The blue column represents the variety, and there was no tell-on applied before planting. The red column represents the variety with a tell-on application right before planting. I'd like to point out the 499, which is a susceptible variety, had a elevated number of nematodes in both the blue and the red column. But if you compare, we had a drop in nematode numbers when we compared 499 to 367, which is a single gene variety. And then we had another, and when we compared 367 to 427, we had another decrease in root knot nematode numbers, with 427 being a dual gene variety. We also took root gall ratings at harvest. We use a 0 to 10 scale, which is represented on the y-axis. 0 being no root galling, 10 being very terrible. And again, we've seen the same trend when we compared 499 to 367. We had a significant decrease in root galling. And then there was another decrease in root galling when we compared to 367 to 427. The seed cotton yields with and without tell-on in 2014. Seed cotton yield is represented on the y-axis. And each variety in this field experiment, we had a yield response to a tell-on application in 2014. But, you know, a grower's going to ask us, you know, that's all fine and good, but are we going to make any money? So we did a quick and dirty economic analysis on this. Our assumptions was 60 cent cotton. We figured $60 an acre for the application and for the application cost of the tell-on. So we needed 100 pounds of yield increase in order to break even for the tell-on application. The 1454, we broke even. The variety such as the 427 and also the 427 mixture, we had enough yield increase to make a little bit of money. And also the 1740, we had a yield increase of 128 pounds. So what about 2015? We went back at the same location in 2015. This is the root galling at harvest. Again, we used a 0 to 10 scale, which is represented on the y-axis. But this time in the 2015 data, each variety has three columns. A red column represents the seed treatment. The blue column represents a tell-on 2 application. And a yellow column represents an in-furrow application of vellum total at planting. The 499, which is a susceptible variety, had significantly more root galling compared to the other varieties. Nematode counts, nematode samples were also taken at this field location. And the nematode pressure was not really there like we were hoping. Probably because of the crop rotation of peanuts in 13 and also the 2 years of planting resistant varieties at that field location. If you compare a single gene variety such as 4946, the root knot counts were elevated compared to the 1558, 1454, 427, and 487. Another interesting fact too was when we compared the single gene to the non-resistant gene cottons, we also had another increase in root knot nematode counts. Seed cotton yields, 1558 at this field location was the highest yielding variety in the test. There wasn't really a significant yield response to any of the at plant treatments, and we didn't really see any trends also among the other varieties. the other six varieties here at this, you know, with this test. So in summary, the largest root galling was on the susceptible varieties. In 2014, there was less root galling on resistant varieties, especially when we compared, you know, susceptible to single and dual gene varieties. The largest end-of-season nematode populations, the largest nematode populations were on the susceptible varieties, and that held true in both 14 and 15. Lower end-of-season nematode populations, they were a lot lower. Yield, 2014, all varieties, even the resistant varieties, showed a numerical increase with the use of Telon 2 in 2014. In 2015, we didn't really see a clear yield improvement with Telon 2 or the use of Vellum Total in furrow. In 2015, the take-home message, you know, the 1558, Delta Pine 1558, was a highly resistant variety that stood out in yield and did not really respond to the nematode treatments. Another take-home message from this 2015 trial was it was the critical impact of the combination of crop rotation, peanuts in the 2015 crop year, and the planting of highly resistant varieties in 14 and again in 15 really knocked back the nematode populations at this field location. So next year we're going to have to find a new site, which is good for the grower, but you know, from a research standpoint, you know, we're just going to have to find another location. I would like to thank Craig Perryman and Perryman Farms for working with us over the last couple of years. Also like to thank, you know, Dow, Monsanto, Phytogen, and Bear Crop Science for their support for this project. Without their support, it wouldn't be possible. Any questions?
Time for questions.
Yes, sir.
Back west of you, we found a good bit of 1252, and I noticed 14 and 1252 was right there with everything else. It's not better than most everything in 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then your 1050s, even though you know the numbers, you still have pretty good yield with it. So what do you contribute to the 1252, you know, did as well or better than some of the nematode resistance varieties?
It's probably a better agronomic variety.
I just was surprised you didn't put it back in and put it in with such a good variety.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, I thought you didn't make the data up.
Yes, sir.
You know, your thoughts on some of the large responses from Cello with your resistant cultivars and temporary low galling.
What was that again, sir?
Your thoughts on the large Cello response you saw with some of the resistant varieties that had very low galling.
Such as
nematode control, or you think it was something else?
It might have been the agronomic, you know, variety itself. It might have been just, we probably just had the yield response from the variety and the Telon. You know, we just had an increase. Bob, you got any comments?